I am Ayana Yaya Ellis, and this is Behind the Lyrics. Check me out.
We're going to talk about Enough and No Love. So in this song, Keisha is basically, she's learning
her work. Dynamic duo.
As we hear the song, she's discussing. Dina, you all right over there? Hey, listen, I can't do this with y'all. So as the song goes on, you know, you hear Keisha getting stronger and stronger and stronger. She's fighting like the devil
Keisha
and the
my
angel
girl.
Off
Keisha
her
my
shoulder.
Girl.
You know, she want to beat a bitch ass. She don't. She want to be a lady. She don't. And we all have been there where it's like, do you want to step to the other girl? It ain't really her fault, but it's her fault. Even though she ain't know me, she knew that was my man. Like, what do you do? Like, you don't know. But then the bigger picture is, this man doesn't deserve me. I've had enough of the games. And in the grand scheme of things, it ain't his fault. It ain't her fault. It's my fault if I decide to stick around and endure the bullshit, which I think, ladies, right?
Yes. What they say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Or however it fucking goes, whatever. The thing about it is, don't be a dumb bitch, available on Amazon or wherever books are sold by author extraordinaire Yaya Ellis.
That would be me. That would be me. And yeah, for those of you who are tuning in, that's right. I did write 8 books. Put some respect on my name. But anyway, so we are going to go behind the lyrics of Enough or No Love. I love Keisha Cole. I love her. She has joints after joints after joints. And I'm letting y'all know now. They're gonna be like,
so many bangers.
No, they're going to be like, is this behind the lyrics of all Keisha Cole songs? Because there's going to be Keisha Cole songs in abundance on my podcast. Because she has been the soundtrack to so many of our lives.
So many. Keisha, you hearing this? We need you on the show. We need to hear what you were thinking about when this song was being written, when you was in the studio. Who were you thinking about? We are ready for the tell-all, and you're going to tell us.
No, what you, Kimmy, what?
Period.
I'm gonna beat your ass. Confucius did not say that. Confucius? You know what? We're gonna get
this
to these lyrics.
This is behind the lyrics.
We're gonna get to these lyrics right now.
Heartbreak Levine.
Pause. Have y'all ever been in a situation where you step to a woman because she was sleeping with your man?
I have not. However, I was part of a rundown, and actually, I was having a conversation with my friend Dal earlier today, where
what does a rundown consist of for the people that are watching that probably has no idea what a rundown?
So that is New York lingo for we stepped really, really hard. Like, we pulled up to the chick job. We knew what time she was getting out of work. Okay? And we was there ready to get it on. The Timbs was on. The earrings was off. The Vaseline was in the T-zone. You know, we was ready to...
Not the T-zone, but go ahead.
Get it
that's
popping.
Right. That's right.
Like, you know, we pulled up like, there you go.
You know, that tight up skirt. All right.
Yeah. I'm belated.
Yeah, so, thankfully, like, it's never happened to me. Like, I've probably always been, like, too cool for my own good. You know, I'll be on, you know, I could get to my gangster shit real quick, and I'll be on that, like, you know,
it was this one time.
Not some of my proudest moments, but not the one time at band camp. Kimmy, what did you do? You're a little frozen. You
admit it. Admit it. Admit it, Kim. Spit it out.
What's going on? Kimmy is
leave out the increment.
Audio's out. Okay, so while Kimmy gets her audio up, I also have another. So I'm always the willing accomplice.
Parts,
here's the thing. Oh, okay. So I'm always the willing accomplice. Like, if any of my girlfriends call me and be like, yo, this is a situation, I'll be like, say less. I'll be ready in 10 minutes.
Because you know what's important? The you know what I'm saying? So, yo, I need you to you don't got to say too much.
You ain't even gotta say it. You ain't even gotta say it. Like, it was like, yo, my homegirl was like, yo, so this is what happened. He took my car, whatever, supposed to come pick me up from work, whatever, right? Because his car was in the shop, whatever, whatever. But then he also lost his phone. He had her iPhone, and she like, it's time for her to leave work. And the nigga, I mean, and the dude is nowhere to be found, right? So he's nowhere to be found. Yo, she's sitting at work for 2 hours extra, like,
no, ma'am.
And then, so she borrowed somebody else's phone at work to call me. I was already at home. She was like, and I was like, girl, what is your iPhone username and ID? Because we're going to use Find Your iPhone. And then we did it. And then we saw where he was. Girl, we was following this man in real time. And then he was pulling up to the strip club. So we ran down on him and the chick at the strip club.
So he was taking a girl to the strip club? Like, they was cool like that to where he was going to the strip club with her?
Yes, like he had, like, and meanwhile, his girl was at work. Like, you had no regards for how she was going to get home, whatever. You took her car, you had her phone, and you was out styling and profiling. Like, that's why I'd be like, ladies, know your worth. You're not going to give this man your car and your phone.
No. Wait, why did he have her phone again? All right.
And
okay.
He was like, you know, I'm going to be out in the streets, so let me get your phone. Since you're gonna be at work, and then you could call me when you're ready, and then I'll come pick you up from work and take you home. And he left her. So, yeah. You know, she hit me up and I was like, girl, say less. Find my iPhone, da da da. Yes. And yo, but it was funny. So I pull up in the parking lot. It's a very well-known strip club here in Miami. We pull up in the parking lot. Dude is walking in, yo. She suicide doored it. Like, she literally jumped out of my moving car as we're pulling into the parking lot to go to the valet. My girl jumped out the car.
Not Dukes
of Hazzard.
Then,
you know, whoop, I go real quick. I catch up with her. So, no, it has not happened to me, but I have been a willing accomplice a few times.
Yeah. Oof. Well. Right?
But it's cool. I'm a biggie and lady.
Can we talk about Keisha's outfits in this video and stuff?
The heel-less pumps.
Turn it up.
Yes, absolutely.
Something she said.
Yes, rewind up because that's a bar right there.
Bar.
That is a bar.
When she said, I can't say I'm not hurt, but I'll be damned if I'm broken. That shit sizzled.
Can we wind that part a little bit? We need to really hear the bar, because this is full of bars.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Right, it's right here. You'll be missing out on you wouldn't have played me. Can't say I'm not hurt. I'll be damned if I'm broken. What we had is now hers. Let her know she can have. Make you want to just
let me tell you something. Keisha Cole makes those songs that even if you're not heartbroken, you wish you were at that moment so that you can feel everything to what she's going on. And her songs also have the uncanny ability to bring you always back to a moment in time. So maybe it's not like this exact situation that's being illustrated in the call. I mean, I'm sorry, in the song, but there are elements.
Yeah.
You can relate to. I mean, it's literally a soundtrack to a time in life, honestly.
But I love this song. I appreciate that this song is not a slow song. I appreciate that it's the energy that it's bringing. It's the, yo, fuck out of here. It's giving very much fuck out of here. You know what? I had enough of you. I choose me. That bitch can have you. But I'm going to tell you about yourself. And I'm going to let you know you didn't break me. Yeah, you hurt me a little bit, but I'm cool. I'm done. Like, I'm done.
And if you follow the timeline of her songs around that time, all of them were like, I'm hurt. I'm getting played, like everything was sad, and then finally it was like, you know what, fuck this shit, like I'm cute. Yeah.
Right.
I'm too cute for this.
Like, what am I doing here?
Why are we here again with you?
I'm cute. Again? I got bread and the box is good. Why am I here? Okay.
Ugh, ladies, know your worth.
Period.
Definitely.
Know your worth.
Know your worth, because at the end of the day,
don't let these dusty dudes trick you out.
I feel like, and I'm gonna probably catch a little heat for this. And I'm gonna talk about side chicks for a second.
Okay.
we're gonna talk about side chicks just for a second. Is there really such a thing? Is there really such to hear me out? Right? You're with someone, and they are giving this woman the equivalent. Now, you were there first, you were there longer, but he's giving this woman the equivalent of what he is giving you. The emotions.
Oh,
the time. Mm-hmm. The time. He's making time for her. He's trying his best. Even if he can't split holidays with her, he's so remorseful when he can't. He's spending his birthday with her. He's spending her birthday with her. Like, he is putting forth the effort to make sure that this woman does not feel left out of his life. Is she really a side chick?
No. It's more like being shared. Mm-hmm.
He got two means.
Now, is it only a side chick when he's married? Is that called a mistress? Is it a mistress when you're married? A side chick when you're in a committed relationship?
I think that's the formal way of explaining it, yeah. But they all get in the same thing, so I don't think it matters.
The mistress and the side chick, I mean, they're one and the same.
Well, I mean, just, you know, for all intents and purposes, when you're you can't say, I just thought it was foolish when a woman would call another woman a mistress. Like, that, you're not his wife.
Right.
Right.
Not his wife. What are you talking about? Like, go sit down somewhere.
There's no paperwork here. There ain't no rings up in here.
Bang, they bang. Say if you ain't married, you single. So
I don't agree.
I don't agree, but that's what the streets be saying. I don't agree.
Yeah, I don't agree. I feel like you got to get to that point to get married. You got to be in a committed relationship. You got to go through those channels. I can't say I'm single because I'm not married. That's ridiculous.
Right. Meanwhile, y'all living together. You're doing all this other stuff, and you know that it just because he's a sociopath and
basically,
you know, really good at just lying and literally living a double life does not mean that. we're not doing this, okay?
I mean, I would take this hat off because you just made me hot, but I don't want this headband wig to come off with it, so let's just keep going.
Yes, that's the type of time I'm on.
I want to talk about Keisha.
I'm on that type of time, Keisha.
No, can we get into this outfit? Like, can we just get into this whole this ghetto fabulous obnoxiousness that she has on? I love it. But no, what she said, she thought about creeping, but a lot of times we don't as women. Me personally, I like to keep my track record clean. I just like to keep it clean. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to play with you the way you play with me. You know what I mean? If you want to be a dirty dog, dirty dick nigga, that's on you. I'm not gonna stoop to your level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna leave you. Like, I don't, me and you ain't gonna be sitting here, you fucking somebody, I'm fucking somebody, and we coming back together and playing these games. I'm just not, that's just not my way of doing things. I'm out.
I hear you.
Dina's like, look, fuck around, you will find out. No, seriously, I mean, different strokes for different
folks. I'll meet you at the intersection of.
Well, let me tell you this, though.
Look around and find out.
I will keep it a buck with you right now, though. And right now, right here, right now, in this instance of my life,
there's more at stake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about, you know, you're in your 20s and, you know, it's...
No, but on the flip side, a word, that's what you're doing? It's about to be a Me Too movement up in this mug. It's about to be a hashtag Me Too movement. Now I would do it. Now I don't, that may sound a little crazy.
Really?
Considering the circumstances. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the reverse end of the spectrum.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like you ain't got no respect for the situation.
Wait, we suplexing people? What?
No. How you come back with all this violence? We're gonna get Dina, put a pin in that, and we're gonna get back to that because Kimmy is all four 7 years ago right now. But Keisha Cole was saying she thought about cheating to give the guy a dose so he could feel what she's feeling, but then she decided.
Put more songs in the studio.
You know what's crazy? I'm gonna tell you what's crazy and what a lot of these women don't understand. What I've seen, and I don't know if you guys have seen it, right?
Mm.
So I feel like women, they want your man, or they want a man when they see him treating his woman exceptionally well.
Mm.
And so now they're like, me too.
Mm-hmm.
But more often than not, he does not treat you the way that he treats his girl.
Right.
So you're holding on to this fantasy of doing the most so that you can get what she has, and then you wind up playing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You wind up sticking around way longer than you should have when you should have just did the whole hard dick and bubblegum thing and kept it fucking moving. You want to try to, you want to try to replace a bitch. And he knows this, so he keeps you around and he strings you along and you get nothing.
Years.
Then you start hating her.
And she's just there minding her business.
She minding her business and you start hating her because she got everything you want when you should have minded your goddamn business and stayed away from his ass in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
With your little February 15th ass. Girl, bye.
Bitch. No! All right? Be nice. My friends are not nice, y'all. Mm. It's more, I kind of feel like it's not even February 15th. I feel like it's more like the 18th because the 15th is obvious.
65% off chocolates.
You know, the 15th, the day after the holiday is too obvious. So I'm on to you, nigga. You're not going outside the 13th through 17th. She ain't gonna see the day before. She ain't gonna see the day after. Anything after that, that bitch stupid, and I don't even care. And you stupid, and everybody stupid. We ain't going outside. Matter of fact, we going on vacation. We're not even going to be in town. Hated it. And we doing phones off while we're away too in the cabin.
And you work your overtime when you come back.
So, get in where you can, bitch. Okay?
Sorry.
Do it again, Kimmy.
Blue.
No. Right, I can't stay here.
No. Look at her face. She's letting you know, like,
listen,
it is real. She means what the fuck she says right now.
She's really going through it.
I'm not gonna fucking stay here.
I think the guy that she was talking about had to be on the set because
he was right at the camera, like, I love you, babe.
He was a cameraman or something because her face and her energy and everything.
Yo, right. She was.
He goes in the boom mic. I love you, babe. That's your dick. Put it back. microphone. Quiet on the set.
No.
Oh, shit. Not the boom mic.
Get the fuzz on it.
She's like, she's looking at him like,
oh, shit.
This nigga.
Oh, God. Oh, get it together. All right, let's get back.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes. No.
That was me in the living room, like.
This is my guy right here.
Yo, right?
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Is this a Lil Wayne appreciation moment? Because I'm here for
yes,
it. If that's what it is.
Yes, it is. Okay. It's a little Tune She appreciate. It's a little Tune She appreciation moment. I don't even know what to say.
I miss this Wayne, though. I do miss this Wayne.
I'm glad he bowed out gracefully.
Yeah. Maybe a little just, stringy dreads and
I was about to say, I wish his
we're not even doing that. We're not even doing that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. This is Lil Wayne appreciation. I'm sorry.
We're not
doing that. I'm here for it, though.
My man got a bunch of skateboards. He's skateboarding. He looking a little healthy in the face because I be following. He look a little healthier in the face. He looking a little clearer in the eyes. Mm-hmm. And he just out there minding his business. He went out.
I love that for him. I do.
Yes, trying to stay alive for them kids.
And
here we go.
Yeah, he's in my top. Cheers. I don't know about y'all, but he's in my top. So
dead or alive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what number? Because let's not start a whole debate. But he's up. He's up there.
We're not gonna do this right now, Gina, because me and you gonna wanna fight and on the screen, and you my girl, and I'm your girl, and we don't wanna incite a riot on a Keisha Cole song.
He's not top five though, but he good. That boy good. Give him his flowers.
Yes. Get them earrings. I'm going to screenshot that.
Kimmy,
I like them earrings.
Pull up a flower.
Yes, let's do it. Not pull up a... Hey. First of all, no.
Because the other hoe ain't worried about that other hoe.
Get into the dance moves, too. Get into the dance moves.
I was into them in my living room. Like,
no, Keisha ate. She ate! Get it, girl. Hey. Wow.
Don't worry about that other hoe.
Hey. Hey, that other bitch is just that other bitch. And give you the mother shit. First of all, what?
Lyrics is...
Not even the earth. Not even the earth. He's giving you space, baby.
He said he's giving you the mothership.
What?
Okay? We're talking about Star Trek.
Deep Space 9 inches.
Right. See,
that's what he meant.
Yes. That's it. All of the that's included in the mothership, right? That's included.
That is definitely included in the mothership. You give her space. I gave you the mothership. Why are you tripping? Why you tripping, Keisha? You can't let her tell on what we built. I told you if you ride or die, then I'll be your seatbelt. In sickness and in health, for rich poor, and I stay rich. But love is a bitch. Your and bitches bitch ain't shit.
Ain't shit. With a girl named Keisha. Smoking on Keisha.
I will knock all this shit over.
Yo, what?
Right now. Okay. Let's be clear.
What?
Let's be very clear. I will knock all this shit over. Right now, this song gets me hyped. This video gets me hyped. The message gets me hyped. Yo, have you ever been? And I know I can't say have you ever been because I know we've all been there. I know I've been there probably one too many goddamn times. I said too many goddamn times where you just had enough.
Yes,
and you're just like,
if I'm here one more moment, one of us is going to jail.
One of us is going.
That's
to jail.
I have been there. One of us is going to jail. I mean, I remember. I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to say it though. Like, I remember I was dating a guy, you know, and we had like that love that was just like, you know, like it was good, and then it turned tumultuous somehow, and then, like, and you know me, like I'm the type of person like you can't outdo me. You know what I mean? I will not be outdone. So if you go disrespectful, I am going to hell on the first fucking flight. Like, there, I'm not passing go. I'm not collecting $200. The moment you take it there, I'm going, you know, and I remember we were sitting at dinner and he was like, you know, and he liked to like talk. And I was like, please shut up. I don't want to hear it. And no, shut the fuck up, whatever. And then goes the drink, right? And I was like, yo, I told you to shut the fuck up, right? And you keep talking. Oh, then and then I spit in his face.
It is one of my lowest moments. And you live to tell the story. You live to tell the story. Because how did you get to spit in anybody's face?
Right, because, you know,
he was a terror.
It was a wild time.
One of my lowest moments. But that's when I knew I can't stay here. This shit is not gonna fucking work. Like, you bringing me out of character. Like, I'm not even that person.
Yeah.
Somehow he made me into that person. No, ladies, get out. Get the fuck out.
Run in them Jodeci boots, just like all the dancers back there.
And to his credit, you know, all he did was throw a plate at me. He ain't, you know, he didn't.
Just a plate, something light.
He just threw an axe at my head. Nothing.
Little shrimp Alfredo. Nothing crazy. You know.
Light work. You know, he just busted a couple of shots at me. You ain't no
grazing. It was just a 22. It wasn't that crazy.
Yeah, it's not really. You know what I mean? Not too crazy. No, I had a enough of no love moment. But it was like, it was bigger than Nino Brown. Like, it wasn't just like one guy. It was just overall in life. Well, I just got so exhausted with the pattern, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get relationship after relationship after relationship, situationship, call them what you want. None of them shits was solid, clearly, right? Or I would have wound up somewhere, right? But each one would get better and better, but it was still some funky shit in each of them where I was like, it ain't solid, it ain't right.
The water was polluted.
Yeah, I'm like, it ain't real, it ain't. And I said, these motherfuckers ain't loving me the way I know I deserve to be loved. I'm not getting what I need. I'm not getting what I know I have to give.
Because
I know what I have to give. I'm like, I can't even give it because nobody's allowing me to reciprocate because they're not giving it to me. So I'm just sitting here kind of just overwhelmed with myself. Like, I was frustrated. Like, yo, I can't even get my love on, right? Because ain't nobody loving me good enough to bring it out of me. And I had enough. When I tell you I shut down, and it was one of the loneliest moments of my life. So ladies, let me tell you, when you are ready,
bounce,
when you are ready for real love and you ready to settle down and you really had enough, I promise you, it is going to be the loneliest period in your life. And you are not gonna feel good. It ain't gonna feel right. Your phone gonna be dry. Your cootie cat gonna be dry. Everything gonna be dry.
Work on yourself.
And that's the perfect time. Leave the station.
No double backs.
Focus on yourself. I don't care how tempting it is. I don't care what it is. Stay the course. And it was at that moment where I met my boo.
That's right.
And mind you, I fought him off. I gave him hell because I was just like,
You ain't messing with niggas.
No. What makes you so special, nigga? And he's coming at me hard. And I literally was on some. To this day, he just sent me a screenshot of one of the text messages.
My man took the chisel and was like, don't worry.
Yep. I got it.
He was patient. He was just like, tink, tink,
he
tink,
really
tink,
was.
Tink.
Mm-hmm.
And he took his time. And, you know, that's just what it is. But I don't make this about me. But my point is, you have enough of no love and you have to be done. Or you ain't have enough. You got to get sick of yourself. You got to get sick of the shit. You got to get sick of how you're being treated. You got to get sick of what you're attracting. You really got to want better. And enough of no love at your job, enough of no love with these niggas, enough of no love with your friends,
and you
friends,
gotta know that you
your family. It don't matter who or what it is, you gotta have enough and you gotta stand 10 toes down and be done. Yes. That's it. And ain't no turning back, and that's the fucking
end. You gotta know how to cut that cord. You deserve it. You deserve more. then yeah. it's a bum ass situation. You know, it's not.
There's so much out there.
Chuck him.
Not chuck him.
If he's not giving you what you need, chuck him.
Listen, if you can't bum flick.
If your birthday come around, the holidays come around, and he ain't cracking a safe.
Right.
Chuck him.
That's right.
Chuck him.
If you need him for something and he don't show up for you, chuck him.
Chuck him.
If you want to express your feelings and he gets uncomfortable, that means he ain't really trying to get connected to you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck him.
Replies right. with a K.
If he's not interested in your goals and what you're trying to do and not there to support you. Chuck him.
Replies with a K. That's wild.
That's
very wild. That's wild for any man, especially a grown man, to reply with a K.
Mm-hmm. If it's two K's, then he might be. Never
mind. Ladies, I will end it with this. You deserve better. Just always know you always deserve better. And if you feel uncomfortable in a situation, that's God's way of telling you you need to move.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the situation is. If it ain't feeling right, if you're tossing and turning, if you're feeling sick in your stomach, if you got to question it, that means you need to move away from that situation.
Let it go. Let
Period.
It go.
Ain't that much fixing understanding in the world. When it's meant to be, it's not complicated. It's not hard. It's not questionable.
It's
very easy. It's seamless. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all gonna come back next week?
Nothing.
Let's get it.
Kimmy.
Sorry, that's my favorite part.
Oh, that was part of the video.
I was holding the wall and I was sliding down, you know?
Goodbye. Good night, y'all.
I am Ayana Yaya Ellis, and this is Behind the Lyrics. Check me out.